The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 14th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Chelsea are into the Champions League semi-finals. They lost 1-0 on the night to Porto, but progressed by 2-1 on aggregate. The holders, though, Bayern Munich, are out. They beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 in their second leg, but they lost the tie on away goals. In the quarterfinals this evening, Liverpool play Real Madrid at Anfield 3-1 down from the first leg. Liverpool are set to be without their injured captain Jordan Henderson, while Madrid captain Sergio Ramos has been ruled out after contracting COVID-19. The Reds famously turned around a heavy deficit against Barcelona in the competition 2 years ago, but their manager Jurgen Klopp knows it will not be easy against Real.
I have no idea if anybody in the world can deny Real Madrid from having any chances. So they beat us a week ago. Yes, we were not good. But a few days later, they beat Barcelona in a very important game as well. So they are obviously in a good moment. And we have to deny that. And we have to defend on our highest level. And then we have to create as well. So that's it.
Elsewhere, Manchester City bring a 2-1 advantage to Borussia Dortmund. Former City attacker Jadon Sancho misses out for Dortmund with a thigh injury. Both of those matches kick off at 8. Graham Burke scored from the halfway line as Shamrock Rovers defeated Derry City 2-0 in the League of Ireland Premier Division last night. Rory Gaffney was also on target for the hoops. The result leaves the County Stripes rooted to the bottom of the table after 4 defeats in a row. Swansea are up to 3rd place in the English Championship. They moved within 7 points of the automatic promotion spots with a 2-0 win against Sheffield Wednesday. Bournemouth beat Huddersfield 2-1. Rotherham were 3-1 winners against QPR. The former Republic of Ireland international and Nottingham Forest coach Stephen Reid was on the show with us last night, and he told Joe Malloy how hectic life in the Championship can be.
Yeah, well, I think the average tenure is around about 12 months. Obviously, we all hope that we're going to be there a lot longer than that, but I think it's important that most importantly that the kids are settled and happy where they are. And
yeah,
it has been tough, though, I'm not going to lie.
I saw you do a roundtable chat with your fellow Scottish coaches. We'll get on to them in a few minutes. But because I thought I had misheard you, but now actually listening to you, you're not exaggerating. Because in that chat, you said you had spent one night at home in 5 weeks. And I just thought I had misinterpreted that. So you obviously meant one night at home with your family in 5 weeks, otherwise away for the other 34 days.
Yeah, it was an incredible spell of the internationals, of the fixture list in the Championship, because when it is a midweek game, a Saturday, Tuesday, which I think it was for, you know, around about 3 weeks, it's recovery days. You know, the days of every week being a sort of Sunday, Wednesday off, regardless, have gone. It's sort of recovery days. You're back in. The players that didn't play, you've got a training session the next morning. It was a ridiculous sort of spell where it was literally one night at home in that 4 or 5 week period. And at the moment, it's probably home once a week at the moment.
Ireland's Women's Six Nations in association with Guinness match against France remains in the balance. Government officials are discussing potential exemptions which would allow elite athletes to enter the country without requiring to quarantine on arrival. The game is due to be held in Donnybrook this Saturday. Minister for Sport Jack Chambers says they're operating on a case-by-case basis. Rachel Blackmore has closed the gap on Paul Townend to 9 winners in the Irish Champion Jockey title race. The Aintree Grand National winning rider enjoyed a victory aboard Sumptu at Ferry House yesterday. There is a meeting on the flat today at Leopardstown. The first is off there at 2. Coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're speaking to Graeme Souness, Bernard Flynn, Paul McGinley, Sarah Lavin and Oliver Dingley this morning. Then tonight, Keith Wood and Andy Dunn will join us for Wednesday night rugby. And Dan McDonald is our guest on the football show. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.